Yo, what's happening? It's your host, Tinto, and I want to take this moment to bring you up to speed with what's happening on the podcast. If you listen to episode 101, which is the first episode of 2022, you'll notice that this podcast now does romantic, family, and friendship breakups. Now, I want to make it easy for you to distinguish between these, so I've created a new jingle with the help of my son. Yes, you heard right, my four-year-old son had a hand in this together with my ghost singer-songwriter. So if you hear the jingle that I'm about to play, you'll know that the episode you're about to listen to is about a family or friendship breakup. Here's what it's... Wait a minute, actually. Before we get into the actual jingle, listen to my son's idea, right? And believe it or not, last week he sat down with me and he said, "Papa, I think the words that I'm reading here..." Yes, my four-year-old son reads college words, blood. You know, he's like, "Papa, I think it should sound like this."
"My nini, so good you, the Steve, hold up. That's a new chickagamba, new chickagamba. My nini, so good you, the Steve, oh, that's a new chickagamba, new chickagamba."
Oi, 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 yo! Did you guys catch the hole up in there? Huh? Did you catch the hole up little man threw in there? Bars, blood. I'm telling you, man, this young lad is a mud ting. Anyway, this is what the professionals added to it when we went down to a studio. So if you hear this at the beginning of an episode, expect a family or friendship breakup. And if you hear this, then expect a romantic breakup.
Is that a breakup? That a breakup?
I think we have a situation right here.
On the filling station.
And that's it. I hope the difference is clear. I just want to take this chance to say thanks once again for listening to the podcast. I genuinely love and appreciate you guys, and you're no longer known to me as listeners of the podcast. I intimately and affectionately call you guys feelers. Own it, embrace it, and be a proud feeler.